if you live in Biddeford or Torrington or Barnstaple or anywhere in North Devon, this is going to be for you. I found out yesterday that they are looking to build a data centre, and they're having a meeting about it tomorrow, which doesn't seem like there was much public awareness on it, because I am on social media a lot at the moment, as you probably have seen, campaigning around yellow cameras, and I hadn't seen anything about it. Now, there are also some other public consultation days, but I think if you are living in Torrington, if you are living in Biddeford or Torstock, this is massively going to affect you. There's different reports about how large it's going to be. The thing that I saw with it, that it's going to be about 90 acres. Somebody said to me that it was going to be a lot bigger than that, but I'm not sure. That hasn't been verified yet. If you're living in Torrington, there is a meeting tonight at 6 p.m. In Torrington Town Hall, but check on the local groups. Make sure that you're going and getting ideas on what is the size of this, what is the potential environmental impacts, i.e. how far can you see light? So like 91 acres, which is what I was working out on last night, but I read somewhere, that you're gonna be able to see light if it's unshielded for 30 miles. The noise of these things as well, the energy consumption of these things. And we just need to really be starting to look at what is happening. So we've got a massive increase in AI. We have predictions that 95% of jobs by 2030 will be able to be done by AI. And you may think that's not possible, but I'm a business owner, so I go to lots of conferences about AI. I'm talking to lots of business owners. I have seen businesses at these places where I'm going, they've got much bigger businesses than I have. They have massively reduce their team. I have not done that. I will always intend to increase. You know, we are a company that will always create community. But what I'm saying is that they are replacing whole marketing departments. They are replacing whole accounting departments with AI agents. And we can say, oh no, to the business owners, or we can actually look at what is happening. And governments are going to move towards doing things that are automated. They're going to go towards people who, you know, won't be sick for work, or won't not turn up for work, or for whatever reason. And so when you're looking at policing specifically, you've got to see, why are these data centers being produced? This one is slightly different because it's to do with energy, but it's still a data center and it's massive. And why, with that kind of infrastructure, if you didn't want to have police officers, for example, you could have mass surveillance that just takes money out of people's bank account in a similar way that they do in China. You've got massive facial recognition, digital ID. We've just had another breach in India of like 850 million data was stolen from a hacker from the digital ID system. So you may be thinking, oh, this doesn't apply to me. It does. If you are living in that area, it's gonna have a massive environmental impact. People in the US have talked about their local energy rates going up, the water consumption. You know, if we are building this kind of infrastructure, we need to do this with our eyes open. And you also need to be asking the question, if we are developing these and China is the next leading power, so if you read Ray Dalio, The New World Order, which talks about the rise and fall of empires, so it talks about the Netherlands, and then it talks about the Americas at the moment, and then how the China is the emerging power. So if we look at what is happening in China and the infrastructure that they have built and the restrictions that they have there, we need to be looking and going, are we inviting that into the UK? Are we allowing this infrastructure to be in place? We need to look at links as well with certain countries and surveillance and history of surveillance. We need to look at NHS, military, and military, NHS and police contracts being merged and handled by an Israeli company, Palantir. You may be familiar with this. And you may be thinking, gosh, Nicole, you are talking about all these things that I'm not aware of, and it sounds like conspiracy theory. And I understand that point of view. I really do understand that point of view, because it seems very futuristic. But I think if you are interested in learning a little bit more about what is going on, I'm happy to share some people that I'm following. You need to make sure you verify, because of course, you know, there can be misinformation, and also there can be information that's shared that maybe was from a website that wasn't correct, or someone might put it into AI and it's given them the wrong answer, because AI does give you the wrong answers, so be careful of that. I think we need to start really holding people accountable and finding out what is going in the local area and saying as a community, is this something that we want? Do we want cameras that have capability of mass surveillance? I have no objection about speed cameras, by the way, guys. People are like, oh no, you hate speed cameras. I want the roads to be safer just like you do. I just do not agree with this infrastructure that's been put into place at the moment. I do not agree with a massive data center being built on farmland. Farmland that farmers should be able to make a decent wage on. Why are we seeing this farmers being absolutely screwed? You know, farmers are so, so important to make sure that we are safe as a country. If a future power comes in, we need to be able to produce our own food. We need to be able to be self-sufficient. So please, please, please go to this meeting and ask the questions. How big is this going to be? What water consumption is this going to be? What energy consumption? Why are we laying so many cables from far off places? Cables, by the way, that the Rothschilds have investment in, the copper investment. But start asking these questions of why is there such a push for all of these things? And when you go back and you follow the money, there is a clear trail of who is, you know, doing well out of these kind of investments. So anyway, please, please, please share this video. Make sure anyone in Torrington or surrounding area, Biddeford as well, Torstock, Barnstable, are going to this meeting. I am in clinic unless it's absolutely roasting and my patients cancel. If they cancel, I will be coming to the meeting. But if not, please, please, please ask those questions. How big? How much water consumption? How is it going to affect local people? What are you going to do? Are you going to put up shields to protect from the light? What about all the wildlife in those areas? What about the impact? I really do believe they've chosen this because they think there's not going to be a fight. Just madness, absolute madness. Anyway, please share and make sure you're tagging anybody who lives in that area.